اقتصاد.
Today's in the
Telus. Okay, so this is record. What's with the recording?
It's recording.
It's going right now?
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. We learned last week the Baruch is Baruch Ata Hashem. We learned that Baruch is that Hashem is from, we learned from the Chinuch that Hashem is Makar HaBrachis, Roish HaMakar called Brachis. And when a person, when we realize that Hashem is the Roish HaMakar called Brachis, that in itself enables Hashem, Kaviyachol, to bestow all the goodness onto us. Because Hashem really is Rav Chavetz Chesed, Hashem is Chavetz Chesed, but we just have to be Makar the Toiv, we have to be Makar the Toiv. And then when we do that, we say Baruch. When we realize that Hashem is the Roish HaMakar called Brachis, then Hashem sends down, and that's what enables Hashem to Ma'irer, like the Nefesh HaChaim brings down from the Zera Kaddish, that saying these words of the Bracha, Baruch Hashem, these words have the ability to bring the Shefa down to this world. And we also said from the Sefer Abohir that Baruch is, the Bracha is from the word Berech, Ani, and we explained that Ani is a Machzik, and when we realize that Hashem is really the true machzik, the only machzik, then a person bends his own knees to express that what he thought was his own machzik, his own support system, is really not, and Hashem is his only machzik. And that's the idea of being kareh b'baruch, and that's part of the idea of baruch. We're going to move on, Be'ez Hashem, this week to the next word, and bracha ata. Say baruch ata, you, Hashem. So, we're going to try to understand tonight, what is the kavana, what is someone supposed to have in mind when they say ata? And again, how through this word, we're going to try to understand on a simple level, how this idea, how saying ata with the right kavana, brings down the shefa down from Shemayim, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, that each word, every word brings down the shefa from down from Shemayim. So, we'll start with the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos, that Mem Gimel Mabez, says like this. Tanya, Hayyurameir Omer, Remeir used to say, Chayiv Adam Levarech Mea Brachis B'chol Yom. Person is chayiv to make 100 brachas every day. What's the makar? Shenemar, because it says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Va'atu Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael, Mo Hashem Olekecha Shoyel Mimo. What does Hashem ask of me? The pasuk continues, Kim Liyira, have Yir Shemayim. In fact, Chazal, Mar Brachas, Darshans, that this is the source that everything really is, comes from Hashem. The one thing that's dependent on us, what we gotta do is Yir Shemayim. So what does Hashem ask from you? That's Yir Shemayim. The obvious question is, what in the world, where do you see from this pasuk that a person's chayiv to make 100 brachas every day? More doesn't explain. So Rashi comes along and says, Mo, Kori Bay Mayo. Read it 100. Mayo. Ma Mayo. So this Rashi needs to be understood. First of all, why read it Mayo? Pasuk says Ma. What about Ma says that you have to read it Mayo? Don't read it Ma, read Mayo. And also, where do you see that 100 brachas? Maybe you should do something else 100 times a day. But where do you see brachas? What's Ma?
Ma.
Ma. What does Hashem ask from you? Just to fear Him. Just to fear Him. So I'd like to share with the Ilm a beautiful explanation from the Ben Yehoyada. On this Gemara, the Ben Yehoyada says like this. He says, the truth is that the Gemara in Brachas, really, on this Pasuk, says, has a question. The pasuk says Mo Hashem Alekecha. Moshe Rabbeinu says Mo Hashem Alekecha. What is Hashem asking? The famous Gemara. The Gemara says V'chi Yira Milsa Zutvasa. Is Yira Shemayim like a small thing that Moshe Rabbeinu is able to tell Klai Yisrael Mo Hashem Alekecha? What is he asking already? Is it Yira Shemayim such an easy thing? It's not. So the Gemara over there says an answer which is actually a little bit hard to understand. The Gemara says, yeah, Legabi Moshe, it's a Milsa Zutvasa. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's easy. All the Mefarshim asked, though, but he's talking to Klal Yisrael. Okay. So that's something which needs to be understood at a different time. That's the Gemara of their answers. Says the Ben Yehoyada that Remeir in this Gemara Menachos was also bothered by this question. Mo Hashem Lekecha Shalom Yema. Is it here? Anyone else is up to this one? The answer is that there's one thing that we can do which does indeed make Yiras Shamayim come easy. And that is Meya Brachas. If a person makes Meya Brachas properly with the right Kavana, then says the Ben Yayada, then Yira is a Milsa Zubasa, then Yiras Shamayim could come Benekel, he says. Then it could come easy. So it's beautiful. Ma. What's the Ma? What's the easy way to be kind of Yiras Shamayim? Meya Brachas. Kori Bei Meya, the Meya Brachas is the secret to the Ma. You want to know what's a, says Rameir, Chayir Milsa Zutasa. What does it mean, Ma? The answer is Kori Bei Meya. Read it, Meya Brachas. And through Meya Brachas, that's a way that Yiras Shamayim could come easier. This is what the Ben Yonah says. In fact, I once heard a very interesting thing. I once heard from the Zangazon Shtarik, or CEO Salman Shlita, he said from his Rebbe of Ella Pian, he said the very interesting thing. He said, Rebbe Elia said that if a person, if we would make 100 brachas a day properly, then we wouldn't need Limud HaMusar.
Wow.
Limud HaMusar brings Yiras Shamayim. If we would make man brachas properly, then we wouldn't need Limud HaMusar. This is what Rebbe Elia Pian said. Rebbe Tzio then added, he said, nowadays we need to learn Musar in order to make one bracha properly. But that was Rebbe Elia Pian. But the idea is that Meya Brachas can help us be kind of Yiras Shamayim, and so to say, in an easy way, we could be kind of Yiras Shamayim. So what's the Hesber on a simple level? On a simple level, what's the Hesber that a person could be kind of Yiras Shamayim through making Meya Brachas properly? What's the question? So I'd like to share in the Sefer Oitzat, in the Siddur Oitzat Tfilas, in Hagdoma to Birchas HaShachar, it brings down from the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim writes as follows, and talks about what a person should have in mind when they make a bracha. And I'll read to his words. He says like this. Dikshiyoymar baruch ata. When a person says baruch ata. Shuloshen noichach. It's a loshen of noichach. Ata. He's talking directly opposite Hashem. Like Hashem is right in front, like he's right in front of Hashem. You, Hashem. Yechavin belibai. What should a person think when he says ata? Pirush ha'inyan. The idea is like this: Hashem Yizbarach kinegdoi noichach panof. That Hashem Yizbarach is opposite him. Noichach. Hashem is right opposite him. V'roya kol ma'isav. Hashem is watching him. It's right opposite him. So Hashem is watching him. V'yodeh kol machshavosav. And he knows what I'm thinking. V'yitzayir b'sichlei. And he should imagine in his mind. He should in his mind's eye. He should imagine. Shu kimisha oimid b'fnei hamelech. Ponim b'pondim, that he's standing face to face, so to say, but with the Melech. V'amelech roye u'medaktik achar kol ma'isav sho'is, and Hashem is b'medaktik on everything and watching everything he's doing. V'achar kol dover sh'meitz mi'piv, and everything he's saying. V'oz, and then b'vadai, it's certain that yilbash charodo u'meir gadol, he'll be engulfed with a yira shemayim. When a person realizes that he's standing in front of Hashem. So this could be a simple way of understanding how brachas brings Yiras Shamayim. Because when a person says a bracha, Losha Noichach, Baruch Ata, and when we say Ata, we're supposed to be mechaven, that we're in the presence of Hashem, and not only that, Hashem is watching us. Hashem is watching us, and he's looking at everything we do, that automatically will bring a person to Yiras Shamayim. We can't fool ourselves. The Mesillas Yesharim says that this idea of imagining that Hashem is right in front of us is not an easy thing, because the famous words in Mesillas Yesharim, Perek Yutes, he says, "V'tira ki zehu ayoyser kasha." It's not an easy thing. She'd star believe other than tzira amikit, have a real picture in his mind that he's in front of Hashem. Yan, because ki ena chush oizel lazaklal. Our senses don't help this. We can't see him. We can't see him. Nothing. It's not an easy thing. So it's true that if a person really feels that way, that he's in front of Hashem, then he will have Yira. But to have that feeling is not a simple thing, because we don't see Hashem, we don't feel, right? It's we're physical. It's very difficult to. But the truth is that one of the ideas is Meir Brachas. If we if a person works on it 100 times a day, then maybe there's some hope for us. Maybe we could get a little bit from this, right? If we work on it, this, we have a lot of opportunities every single day, nonstop, 100 times every single day, and that could bring to some adrega of Yiras Shamayim. The truth is, if you think about it, this is really the what the Ramah starts, how we start off Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somed, that a person is supposed to have Hashem set Hashem in front of him, right? L'negdi somed. This is a klal gadol b'tayr and the mile of a tzaddik. Asher holchem lufnei olikim, that they're in the presence of Hashem. A person, the way they act and their whole everything about them is when they're alone in their home is very different when he's sitting in front of a king. So automatically they act different. When a person feels that he's in the presence of a king, it's a whole different thing. Kol shekein, certainly when a person realizes that he's in front of a melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sees him, that's watching him. Not only is he in the presence, it seems like not only am I in the presence of Hashem, but Hashem is watching me. Then what does it say? Miyad, right away, when a person realizes this, Yagia ilo hayira v'achno, a person reaches Madrigan here. So when we, so this is something we're supposed to keep in mind when we say Atah and a bracha, that we're in front of Hashem, we're in the presence of Hashem, and this could ultimately bring us to a level in Yiras Shamayim, like the Ramah says, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somed. And it's an interesting thing. Share with the Olam, the Ben Ishchai, who wrote Ben Yoyada, and he has another sefer called Benayohu. In Benayohu and Menachas and that Gemara, he refers to what he says in Ben Yoyada, and he adds a remez. He says a very interesting thing. The pasuk says, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit. David Melech says in Kapitel Tezayin, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit, ki mimini bal emoit. So a simple pshat is, ki mimini, from my right, bal emoit, right hand, Baal Emet, I won't falter. He says, Mumin is Gematria 100. So, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit. I have Hashem in front of me all the time. Why? Ki mimini, because from 100 brachas, Baal Emet, I never go away from 100 brachas. I'm always making mea brachas with kavana. That's why Hashem is Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit. That's why continuously I have Hashem with me. Hashem is always opposite me, because I'm always saying Atah, Baruch Atah, Baruch Atah. And that's a way to have Shavis Hashem and Summit, through making Me'a Brachas. And if you think about it, based on what we spoke about last week and what we said this week, it's very interesting. Baruch and Atah, they sort of correspond to the two, like the Mesil Sisharim calls Ava and Yira, the two Amudim and Avodas Hashem. The two pillars of Avodas Hashem are what? Ava and Yira. That's what a Yiddishkeit is. It's based on Ava and Yira, the two pillars of Avodas Hashem. Baruch, the way we explained last week, when a person says Baruch, what is he doing? He's being makir b'tayf. He's realizing that all the chesed that he has is all from Hashem. So when he says Baruch, he's realizing that everything comes from Hashem. When he says Baruch, that's what he's doing. That's Ava. When a person realizes that everything, all the chesed comes from Hashem, that automatically gives a person a karas atayv and he wants to do back for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where Ava stems from a karas atayv, when we realize that everything is from Hashem. So Baruch helps us with Ava, with the Avodas Hashem Ava, to realize that everything is from Hashem, and then we serve Hashem with Ava. Ata, when we realize we're in front of Hashem and we have Shivisa Hashem and Negdi Samit, that helps us with Yiras Shamayim. So these two Baruch Ata are the two pillars of Avodas Hashem. And whoever remembers, the Yom is here, but the first share we gave on Moed Ani, we spoke that the same idea. We start the day with the following two words, Moed Ani Lefanecha. We said these also. Moed Ani is that I'm Makir B'Tayiv, that everything is from Hashem. That's Ava. Lefanecha, I'm in front of you. I realize that you, Hashem, I'm in front of you, and that's Yira. That brings a person to Yira Shemayim. So we start off the day with working on the two pillars of Avodas Hashem, Bara of Av and Yira, and every bracha, the first two words of every bracha is Av and Yira. It's a very interesting thing because we spoke out last week on the Rebbeinu B'chaya in Kada Kemach, the word bracha. So we said that he says that someone who is careful to make brachas properly, he says that he's meyid al atzmoy. He's testifying on himself. Sheyesh li yahadusay shayrish ve'iker. His yadus has strong roots. And then he ends off by saying, v'hu chassid v'yirei chet. Someone who's very careful to make brachas properly, he's a chassid and a yirei chet. Perhaps these two things are correspondent to Baruch Anata. Because chassid, the Masilas Yesharim said, what's a chassid? Someone who, because of his ava to Hashem, he wants to go above the letter of the law. And how, it says Masilas Yesharim, are you kind of ava to that type of ava? When you're makir ben the chassid of Hashem. So Baruch, if a person works on Baruch 100 times a day, that could ultimately bring him to a midah of chassidus, to a high level of ava, of being a chassid. And ata, when a person says ata and works on the madrig of ata, that could lead him to yiras haremimus, and which the highest degree that Masilas Yesharim says of yiras haremimus is yirei chet. So these two things could ultimately bring a person to very high madrigas in ava in Europe. Okay, based on what we were explaining now, we could understand on a simple derech hapshat how ata has the ability to bring down and be inspired, bring down shefa from Shemayim. Because it's known that Yerushamayim is Mo'er Bracha. There's different psukim, Yerush Hashem, Toysef Yomim, Yerushamayim brings Yomim. I once heard a beautiful idea from Matzio Shlita. He said that he made an interesting observation. He said, why is it that thunder always comes along with rain? Two things. I don't know if we had thunder today, we have lots of rain. But why is it that those two go together? He wasn't asking a scientific question. He was asking, why is it that Hashem designed the Bria in that way? Why is it that Hashem made it that these two things will go together? Interesting thing. So he said, beautiful. He said, Gemara in Brachas, the ninth parak in Daphne Tess, says it like this. Omer Rabbi Alexandri, says Rabbi Alexandri, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, name Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Loinivru ure'emim. Why was thunder created? Why does Hashem make thunder? Elo lifshoit akmumia shebelev, to straighten the crookedness of the heart. Shenemar, what's the makar? Beholi kim otha, Hashem made things, meaning here referring to thunder, sheyiru melfanov, that we should get yira from Hashem. Meaning what? When this thunder can give a person a little bit of a shake, and that could give a little trigger Yerushamayim. And Hashem did that, made thunder to trigger Yerushamayim in us. That's why there's a creation of thunder. Said Matzio, when there's thunder and there's Yerushamayim, then Hashem sends down the Gishmei Bracha. When there's Yira, we have Bracha, as Matzio said. So this idea is interesting. I was thinking about it today, that it's an interesting idea. The interesting Balat Turim, In Parshas Ekev, Pasuk says, "By Ekev Tishmonas Mashpatim Eil Mashmarat Masis Moisim." If we follow the mitzvahs of Hashem, then the next pasuk says, starts off with three things: Va'heivcha, then He's gonna love us. Hashem is gonna love us. Ubeirachecha, and He's gonna be mevorach us. He's gonna bless us. Veherbecha, and He's gonna multiply us. Three things: Va'heivcha, Ubeirachecha, Veherbecha. Says the Bible term over here, very interesting. Vahevcha b'schus Avram. The schus of Avram, that's Hashem is going to have an avatar. He says, because Avram loved Hashem, Azera Avram Oyavi. Ubeirachecha, Hashem is going to be Mevarach, bench us, bless us. B'schus Yitzchak. Shnemer vayivarech elikimus Yitzchak. Hashem was Mevarach Yitzchak. Vehirbecha b'schus Yaakov, shnemer vayi pray. So you see that bracha is from the schus Yitzchak. Could be, the idea is what does it mean the schus? Hashem is going to bench us because of the schus Yitzchak. That means that when we tap into the mid of Yitzchak, what's the mid of Yitzchak? The mid of Yitzchak is Yira. Avram is Ava. Yitzchak is Yira. Yaakov is Emes, Tyra. When we tap into the schus Yitzchak, when we tap into Yitzchak, the mid of Yitzchak is Yira, then Ubeirachecha, then Hashem will give us bracha. when we have, the more yira we have, that inspires more bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's berachecha b'schus Yitzchak. B'schus Yitzchak means when we tap into the mid of Yitzchak, that's inside of it. When we tap into Yitzchak, then berachecha. So that could be an idea that when we say ata, that in itself, when we get to some level of Yerushalayim, when we realize we're in the presence of Hashem, when we say ata, we think I'm in front of Hashem, and we do this over and over, that could hopefully lead us to some level of Yira that we realize we're aware of Hashem's presence, we're in Hashem's presence, that will automatically affect our level of Yerushalayim, and then that brings bracha. Just to add one last thing, and we'll end with this, and that is that if you think about it, it's this idea that when we realize we're in the presence of Hashem, it gives us yira. This really, the idea of Shavisi Hashem Linegi Samir is really the aleph. This is really the rishis of the idea of Dveikus Hashem. Dveikus Hashem is that we're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the truth is we are where our minds are. If we are living with Hashem, Shavisi Hashem Linegi Samir, we're holchim lufnei holikim. If we're with, if we're living with Hashem, then we could start with talking about Dveikus. Then we're connected to Hashem. If a person is not aware of Hashem, then how could a person be David connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Dveikus is that when we realize we're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a relationship. That's Dveikus Hashem. The truth is, so that's another idea that when we're David Hashem, when we say Atta, we realize that we're constantly with Hashem, that in itself could bring chay, bracha and chayim, because we're David to Hashem. Hashem is the Rosh Makar called bracha. Hashem is Makar chayim. That could be the idea. Pasuk says, you are David and Hashem, alekeichem, chayim kol chamayim. You all have chayim. Because when we're David to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're David to the Makar Chaim, so then that in itself gives us Chaim, because we're David to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Chaim. He's the source of Chaim. And the truth is that this could be another idea that Chazal, we know that David HaMelech instituted Mei Brachas. What happened? There was 100 people dying every day in the days of David. David HaMelech instituted the same Mei Brachas. And then they stopped dying. Because Mei Brachas brings a yira, brings us aware to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have an awareness that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have Dveikus. That becomes Chaim. And they stop going because they were Dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll just end off with a beautiful Baal HaTurim on this pasuk. He says like this. Ve'atem Advekim, he says, Tagin al HaKuf. The word Dveikim has a kuf in it. He says in the Torah is tagin, this on top of the kuf is tagin. What's the idea of those tagin on the kuf of dveikim? Remez, this tagin on the kuf is a remez lemeya brachos shetzarech levarech b'chol yom. The tagin on the kuf is the matra meya. The tagin on the kuf is a remez to the meya brachos that a person is supposed to say every day. Based on what we're saying, it's beautiful because the idea of Mei Brachas gives us the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're connected with Hashem, where we're with Hashem, we're connected with Hashem, and then Atam Adveikam Hashem Alkeichem Chaim Chochem Hayah.
How do you do this myself? Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, how do we achieve this ourselves? It's one thing to say it.